Clamps. They say a woodworker can never have enough clamps. By gum, I believe I am the one to have beaten the idiom. If I don't have enough clamps, then I am in some deep trouble, because it means I must have a job coming up that will require more than the 7,000 I seem to have acquired. The point is, I love clamps. Clamps, properly used, will be your very best friends in woodworking. They are another item upon which I recommend spending the dough for the good stuff. Bar clamps in the style of Bessie's K-body are a solid investment, considering the accuracy with which they apply force while maintaining a square corner. The better understanding you have of clamping pressure, clamping calls, and wedge tricks, the less money you can spend on fancy clamps and still get away with solid glue-ups. Trigger-style clamps, like quick grips, are a constant fanny saver, so you'll want at least a couple pairs of those to act as an extra set of hands. But for real force, you want clamps that are contracted by the force of a screw action. Nothing beats the force of an all-steel C-clamp when you can bring its limited throat depth to bear upon your project. And the double-handed wooden hand screw is also a great heavy hitter. Different clamps have different strengths and weaknesses, which is how you can so quickly amass so many of them in all varieties of shapes and sizes. Start your collecting now, and maybe one day you'll catch up with a screwball like me. Word to the wise, take care to keep your bar clamps free of glue, as dried glue really gums up the sliding action of the clamp head upon the shaft. Bench. This is the real backbone of any hand woodworking practice. A solid bench with a vise or two, and some holes for bench dogs and hold downs and doe's feet, and other simple, clever ideas, will provide all the support you need to achieve any piece of traditional furniture, from a candle holder to a chest of drawers. I have learned my own woodworking in a somewhat backward fashion, first mastering scenery construction, which is all sheet goods and 1x4 assembled with drywall screws and air fasteners. Eventually, I was able to make the leap from the table saw and compressor to the bench, armed with chisels, planes, and scrapers. Now, whenever I plan a project, I try to place as many of the steps as I can on the bench because my hand tools are flatly more enjoyable to use in every way, plus I can still hear the Wilco jams on the shop stereo. There's one bench accessory that you will also find indispensable, the bench hook, which is a simple board with a cleat to catch the bench edge and a second cleat against which to hold a workpiece. Sharpening. To most of the woodworkers at Offerman Woodshop, I would give an A or at least a B+ in sharpening. But for my own evaluation, I would be lucky to squeak by with a C-. It would probably require the instructor to hold me in special favor. Like any small domestic step that is lazily ignored by human nature, putting the cat back on the milk, taking out the garbage, feeding the children, sharpening is terribly easy to procrastinate. When you've already gone to all the trouble of designing your piece, selecting lumber, and laying out your cut list, the last thing you want to do is go all the way over to the sharpening station and maintain your steel blade edges. Ugh. It's like when you go to all the trouble of running around and playing ghost in the graveyard like a mad goblin until you're stumbling tired and ready to crash right into sleep, but you have to get up and brush your teeth before you do. It'll only take a minute, and it's unquestionably the right thing to do, but it just seems like the worst possible punishment in the moment. Quite simply, sharpening your tools properly is the foundation of good woodworking. Your chisels, your plane, and your shave blades, your scrapers and slicks, none of them will do anything but frustrate you if you've not learned to put a fine edge on them. There are many ways to do so, some of which I'll briefly touch upon here, but I highly recommend you do some more homework before you start spending money on equipment. We are very fond of The Perfect Edge by Ron Hock, but have also benefited from the tutelage of Thomas Lee Nielsen and Leonard Lee in their respective sharpening tomes. On the lower end of the dollar spectrum, you can slap some sandpaper on a piece of glass or flattened granite and go to town, working your way up through the grits to emulate coarse to fine sharpening stones. Stones are the tried and true standby that most of us at OWS use. I've never seen an oil stone, as we utilize water stones, but both are very effective at maintaining your sharp edges. There are also some very nice sharpening machines on the market, which all have names that sound suspiciously like spaceships. To wit, I have had positive experiences on the Tormek water-cooled sharpening system, the Worksharp 3000, and the Veritas Mark II, whilst traveling through the Dagobah system in my Millennium Falcon. When my work was more scenery-slash-home construction-based, laziness and ignorance also played a huge role in my job site negligence when it came to sharpening power saw blades on table saws, chop saws, and circular saws. Many companies make disposable blades that are slightly cheaper than higher quality blades, like the Forest and Amana blades we prefer, but that supposed savings just encourages more waste headed for the landfill, when you could instead be saving money for real by buying the better blades with carbide teeth and getting them resharpened on a regular basis. The same holds true for router bits. Keeping your cutting edges as keen as possible affords you the best opportunity to do accurate work. Why go to all the trouble of meticulously milling material, designing and laying out intricate joinery, only to have a dull chisel veer off the mark and spoil your joint? On top of that, sharp tools make everything work more smoothly, whether we're talking about your wrists and shoulders or the motor on your table saw, and smoother work is safer work. The extra attention paid to sharpening will pay great dividends in tight joinery, happy machines, and happier woodworkers.